For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, the summer might be winding up, but certainly there are many, many plays to see, especially up at the Shaw Festival. And Anthony, I understand you're heading up to see a play by Edward Bond, The Sea.
You know, where else could you even see it? Off of a college campus, Edward Bond, interesting, edgy, dicey playwright of the 60s, 70s era. It takes as its inspiration Shakespeare's The Tempest, a shipwreck, two men on a boat. One perishes, the other makes it to land and ends up in an odd, isolated community where this woman, played by the inimitable Fiona Reid, dominates over every aspect of community life. And someone gets a notion that this man is, in fact, not who he says he is, but an alien come to harm them, and he needs to escape the island. And a first-rate cast and the remarkable resources of the Shaw Festival to look at this seldom-seen play by this very important playwright. So I'm enticed to get up there to see The Sea, and I'll tell you about it next week.
Can you connect a few dots for us, though?
Mm-hmm.
It's the Shaw Festival, and George Bernard Shaw wrote a number of plays, but a finite number. So what are the rules? I mean, how far afield can they go?
Well, the mission has expanded. That when they first started, they only did George Bernard Shaw. Very quickly, they did Shaw and his contemporaries, and that was the mission for a good long while. Well, gradually, it was expanded to plays that dealt with issues of modernity, of modern life, and now plays that deal with the concerns of George Bernard Shaw, which cracks it wide open, that you can look at Edward Bond, you can look at The Mountaintop, a play about Martin Luther King, another social activist, that next season there's a Tony Kushner play coming in. So that's where we are now. And so as long as they can make a connection to Shaw, the man, and his concerns, and the notions of being modern, of affecting positive social change, that it is appropriate material for the Shaw Festival, and they really are lighting on that. And it's the most fabulous place to see a play. And you've been at Niagara-on-the-Lake in the fall, I assume.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, gorgeous. For me, the favorite time to go there. Most of the tourists have subsided, that the tender fruits are ripe, that it's cool. I'm wandering around that exquisitely beautiful town and spending a day at the theater, and nothing better.
Well, speaking of contemporary themes, last year, Roy Less Traveled put on at 710 Main a play, Clybourne Park, which was a pretty edgy play about race relations in America. And there were a number of times when I and the rest of the audience sort of took a deep breath. And afterwards, that play generated a lot of conversation. And I understand you have seen another play by Bruce Norris.
Bruce Norris, that one, Clybourne Park, was a sequel to Raisin in the Sun. And this one at Steppenwolf in Chicago, again directed by Pam McKinnon from Buffalo, who was the original director of the Broadway production of Clybourne Park, which won the Pulitzer Prize. She has directed this play called Qualms. And again, Bruce Norris, I guess it's his specialty to make the audience feel uncomfortable in a delicious way. This play is about a polyamorous community, spouse sharing, a group of people who share spouses in a sexual way. And they think they're very, very modern and very, very healthy. And this new couple comes in, and the lead character is played by Greg Stuhr, also from Buffalo, though he was in the New York production of Clybourne Park. Marvelous actor, is now fairly centered in New York, but appearing in Chicago. And he has been having issues with his marriage, and he thinks he and his wife should try this, but very quickly realizes that these people are far from healthy. Each of them is desperately seeking to compensate for something. And Bruce Norris takes us into uncomfortable territory again. If I had some criticism of the current production, and it will be debuting in New York in the fall, I think that if anything, these characters are a bit too attractive, that it makes it difficult for Chris, the central character, when the other characters are too sympathetic. A little of that Bruce Norris ugliness needs to seep in, and I would expect that's where Pam McKinnon will be taking this before it opens in New York.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.